بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا بالقاسم محمد وآله الطاهرين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المتين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. In commemoration of the birthday of Hazrat Zahra alayha salam, we just wanted to remind you of the position of Hazrat Zahra in the revolution of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the time of Hazrat Zahra's birth, Prophet was living in a society, where women were highly devalued. And their station in society was not secure at all. They were having absolutely no rights. If you compare the status of women at that time to, let's just say, slavery in antebellum America, America before the Civil War, you'll see that, in fact, women probably had the short end of the stick in this comparison in Arabia at the time. They were of a lower status, even than slaves in antebellum America. They couldn't own property. They couldn't trade or do many of these things. You have some istisna, some exceptions like Hazrat Khadija or other women that may be mentioned in the history. But by and large, women were not regarded as valuable, important, anything of this nature, and certainly not to the functioning of a family. The fact that Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has a daughter, the fact that he doesn't bury that daughter alive, and indeed he raises that daughter in his own household, caring for her, loving her, showing respect for her, advising people about the station of women through her, by pointing towards his daughter, he was pointing people towards the new station of womanhood in his revolution. This was an absolutely revolutionary act in that day, to liberate women in this fashion that Prophet did. It was absolutely unheard of up to this time in the Arabian Peninsula. In this way, we see that Prophet, through the use of his own daughter, is elevating the people's understanding of what is womanhood. What is womanhood? Who is a woman? Who has the rights to over these women? We see that with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, important, very important for him, is the status of women, and he shows that by how he treats and raises his daughter. It's very interesting when we look back, and it's perhaps no coincidence that all of Prophet's children died in infancy, except for Hazrat Zahra. The only child to survive to adulthood is the woman, and throughout the life of Prophet with his daughter Zahra, he gives her an honorable position. When she enters majalis, he stands up for her, puts her to sit in a very honorable position. And he shows by his behavior with his daughter the new status of women under his revolution. It's for this reason that we see that after Prophet's demise, so much attention, so much hatred, so much anger is directed at Hazrat Zahra alayha salam. And this is because of her status as a symbol of that revolution. The fact that she embodied the progress of Prophet's revolution by her very existence. By her very existence, she established the position of new womanhood. And for this reason, after the demise of Prophet, her home was attacked. You may think that maybe her home was attacked because Ali and Zubayr and these other people were inside the house. No, those people didn't go there for Ali. They went there for Fatima. When they went to attack the house, they didn't go to get Ali. They went to destroy the symbol of Islam, which is Fatima to Zahra alayha salam. In this weekend that we're commemorating her birth, we want to recognize Hazrat Zahra as the revolutionary character that she is. She's more than simply the daughter of Prophet. She's more than simply the wife of Imam Ali. She's more than simply the mother of Hassan and Hussein and Zainab and mother of Ahl Bayt alayhi salam ajma'in. She is a symbol, a tableau, a billboard that announces the victory of the revolution of revelation, the revolution brought by Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And for this reason, her memory, her legacy, what she's left behind with us here for us to benefit from is more valuable than all the gold of the world. Because Zahra, just by her existence, is a symbol of the victory of the revolution of Haq over Batil. Of Zulm has been defeated. And Zahra is a symbol of that for all time. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.